Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House Oversight Committee is making claims last hour that President Biden and his family have been taking in millions of dollars from multiple governments, including the Chinese government. Bank records indicate multiple wire transfers to multiple accounts in an attempt to hide their origins. Representative Comer reveals the family members getting money from foreign governments described as influence peddling.
Joe Biden's son, Joe Biden's brother, Joe Biden's brother's wife, Hunter Biden's girlfriend or Bo Biden's widow, however you wanted to write that, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Hunter Biden's current wife, and three children of the president's son and the president's brother. So we're talking about a grandchild. That's odd. Most people that work hard every day, his grandchild doesn't get a wire.
The Consumer Price Index for last month was released this morning, and it shows in April it rose 0.4% on the month. With an annual increase of 4.9%, core prices rose in line with estimates, up 0.4% for the month, with an annual increase of 5.5%. Federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against New York Representative George Santos.
The nature of the charges remains unknown, but initial reports said Santos is expected to appear in federal court in New York as soon as Wednesday. Top Democrats and some Republicans have called for Santos to resign following allegations of criminal behavior and lies about his personal life and professional record, even on the campaign trail. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A journalist working for a French news agency was killed in Ukraine during a rocket strike near the eastern city of Bakhmut yesterday. 32-year-old Armand Soldin, a Bosnian-French video coordinator, is at least the 15th journalist to be killed while reporting on the war since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine on February 24, 2022. USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Boeing company struck a deal to sell as much as $40 billion in 737 MAX jets to Ryanair, a victory for the plane maker as it works to re-energize its business model and mend relations with the European airline. Ryanair says it agreed to purchase 150 of Boeing's 737 MAX 10 jets, with options to buy another 150 more. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's New York civil case has found him liable in some of the complaints.
E. Jean Carroll says the world finally knows the truth now that a jury has found former President Trump liable in the case, ordering Trump to pay Carroll $5 million. But the jury said Trump was not liable for rape, as Carroll had implicated him for. Instead, jurors found Trump liable for sexual abuse and defamation. Even still, Trump pushed back, calling the verdict a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Actor Robert De Niro is a dad again. A representative for the actor confirmed yesterday. The Oscar winner first shared the news on Monday in an interview with ET Canada to promote his new film, About My Father. Speaking of fatherhood, in the interview, the 79-year-old politely stopped the interviewer when she mentioned De Niro's previously known six children. De Niro corrected her by saying, "Seven, actually, I just had a baby," end quote. De Niro has six children from previous relationships, but it's unclear who the mother of his seventh child is. Lance Pryde, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. It's hump day all across the country. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Jim Porteau is going to join us in just a few moments. He is the author of a new book called Hope is Where the Heart Is. He is a business trainer, a life coach, and former pastor that's going to talk story, you know, raw and real and true. And really, if we're all honest with ourselves, I don't think anybody gets through this life without making a mistake. Making wrong choices or foolish decisions that have negatively affected, our lives and the people we love. I don't know how it's possible, to get through life and not do that because sometimes these things happen in such a way, as I tell my kids, experience defines preference. And you learn through experience, these tough lessons that we wish that we would have learned, when we read the Bible and said not to do certain things, and God said, "Hey, obey me. It'll go well for you if you do right." But we're stiff-necked people. And sometimes we have to, as I share with you, from time to time, sometimes we have to be silly enough to defy gravity. And when we defy gravity, we find out that it hurts, and maybe we should be a little bit smarter with our next choice that we make. Jim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
On the show today? I'm doing great. A little tired. Flew in about 4:30 this morning.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, Wyoming.
one of those W states anyway. But I'm glad you landed safely, and I'm glad you're here with us now. And we'll pray for some energy here. I mean, after all, for all that you've gone through as a life coach and business trainer, sometimes you get those moments. I remember in that movie, All That Jazz, there was that recurring theme, it's showtime here. So, but
I feel you on that one.
Yeah, no, I've done that for many years when I was, as a radio personality in Los Angeles. It was so funny because my wife would call me up and she'd be upset with me and say, "I can't believe how happy you sound on the air. You just left and we were in an argument." And I said, "Well, because you know what? People don't care about our arguments. They yeah. want to be entertained, and that's what they pay me for. Not to share my all my warts and what have you with the audience. But here it is. It's showtime. But anyway, welcome, Jim.
I totally thank you so much, and I totally understand that, especially in the speaking realm and working with people like that. You don't get the opportunity. I remember when I was a minister. Of this struggle, though, of Shannon and I having the interaction and the dynamic of me being concerned, worried and things like that, because she would see me go on stage or on the platform begin to preach, and we come off and she'd say, "Well, how did you just do that? We were fighting." And I would say, "Well, All I know is this. Those people came here to hear from God. I don't have the option to not give them God. And so in the church, it kind of became a stronghold for me to fight against a little bit. But in the regular world, it's just what we do.
Yeah, exactly. And the tough thing, too, especially when you're ministering the word, you know, the Holy Spirit brings to you the things that you need to know the most. It's almost like you're teaching. He's teaching you as you're teaching the you know, the congregation. And meanwhile, the wife unit goes, hey, that's not you, big boy. You know,
wait a minute.
I live with you. I know you. Yeah. Well, yeah.
You're a new creature overnight.
That's right. And I can see where that can wear on you a little bit. In your new book, Hope is Where the Heart Is. Why did you write this?
Well, Bill, you know, growing up around church and growing up around people, one thing I noticed is that we all had problems. We all struggled with things, but we didn't necessarily share those problems with everybody else. Now, I'm not talking about walking around and just talking about our grievances and things, but rather, you know, Scripture talks about that we are better together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that
right.
We should be sharpening iron. We should be encouraging each other. And for some reason, I fell into the thought process of, you know, I'm just not going to let people see what I'm struggling with because, one, I can't trust them, or two, they'll think I'm not godly, or all these other kind of things that are there and stayed inside of myself. So when we got together and wrote the book, Shannon and I really felt it was important that people could see two regular people who made mm-hmm. some good choices in their life, but made some really bad choices. But in the middle of those bad choices, that we continued to go to the next day. Now, it wasn't always in the same direction. When I left Shannon, she got into God more than ever, physically, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually. She gave it all. Of course, I was backsliding to the nth degree. I was running and doing everything I could. Mm-hmm. So when we were writing the book, it was important for us to be open and raw so people could see that no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter what's been done to you, you can still have hope. As long as you're breathing, you can find the resources. God is there, so don't give up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yours is like the story of the prodigal minister that people would not write. I mean, they would go, wait a minute, we understand the prodigal son, but how can this happen to a minister?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure you know as well as I do that ministry is not just leadership. There's a spiritual element to it that occurs. And I'm not saying there's not spiritual elements of other places, but, you know, I'm convinced the enemy knows that if he can bring down a minister, a pastor, someone in leadership in that area, he will affect multiple people.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so that doesn't mean that I'm any better. What it means is that I know that as a server of God, that I was targeted by the enemy. Now, that doesn't excuse my choices, though, Bill, and mm-hmm. I think that's important. I wasn't a victim of the devil. I was a victim of my own choices, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so,
well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing that happened in the garden, Jim. Right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, look at our first parents made a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you can't be like Flip Wilson. You know, the devil made me do it. You know.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, remember that, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to almost sound like him when I, you know, it's the devil made me do it. No, it's not that. Yeah,
so. I see his face when you do it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not the devil. He's an influence, but it's our Scripture says our own lust draws us by.
Right.
And so what really happened there is as a minister, and I get the blessing and the opportunity to work with ministers in crisis now as well. And what you find out is we tend to segregate ourselves. It's not that we become prideful in the sense that we believe our own press, but we start feeling like this overwhelming responsibility of being the representative of God. And you know this well as I. We could never even broach that subject. But people even begin to see us that way. And so what happens is we're afraid to fail. We're afraid to share. And I found myself, Bill, in a place where I was making bad decisions, struggling inside of my head, doing ministry to the best of my ability, but I was doing it in my own choices. I'd never given God really leadership in my life. I made Jesus Savior, but I'd not made him a sovereign in my life. So instead of going him with my things, I did. And then going to other people, never. I believed in my life that people will always mess you over. So don't tell them these things. And when you segregate yourself, the devil's going to win.
Yeah, you're easy pickings at that point, because You don't have the multitude of counselors. And as you say, it starts with wisdom to first find those that counsel, that accountability group that will honor the privacy and your position and honor the responsibility of being an accountable agent, right? I mean, and that requires a unique type of and mature individual to be able to take on that responsibility. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Jim Porteau after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Fund
abundance of counselors that we have success. This is one of the cautionary tales in the book of Proverbs that we're told. And I can say from my own personal experience when there was a movement, a men's movement called Promise Keepers. We had what we called e-groups, encouragement groups, and we met together. And Jim Porto, I got to tell you, we were very blessed because we had a consistent, faithful group of about four of us that would come together, and we would ask each other the tough questions. We talked story. We broke bread together every week, you know, updating one another on what was happening with our jobs and our relationships. It was a powerful experience and one that I miss because it's been a long time since I've been able to enjoy that kind of unique opportunity. But as you related, when you try to do this on your own, you're left vulnerable, and especially at a time right now when you see what's happening with the culture, as Jonathan Cahn says, we've got the return of the gods, and you see the manifestation of evil coming out more deliberately and more pervasively than in our lifetimes, I believe. And so now more than ever, we need to take your counsel and advice and make sure that we're fortified, not only directly with our relationship with God, but also with those that he loves.
Yes, I agree with that. You know, I really enjoyed the Promise Keepers time, especially in regards for men. And I hope everybody understands me for a minute. I think men have an issue with getting together and being vulnerable. It's traditional, different things like that. Mm-hmm. And when you bring it to the minister's area, and you probably know this as well as I, you know, we go to these minister's events, and they're like, hey, how are you doing? And we're like, oh, great, you know, taking hell on, winning people, you know, and your life's falling apart, you know.
Yes.
And you don't know who to talk to because you're afraid they're going to take your people. You're going to lose your ordination. There's so many things that are there. And when you talk about accountability with those four guys, accountability requires vulnerability. It Exactly. requires openness. And so, you know, I don't want to just get with guys and tell story. I need people around me that'll look and say, Jimmy, hey, stop for a minute. Legit, what's happening inside of your heart right now? And for us to have the faith to believe that this human being will not betray our confidence, but will become an encourager towards the righteousness of Christ.
Exactly. Well, it says that we are to confess one another, one to another,
yes.
So that we would pray for each other, that we would be healed. Okay, now that is a serious, you know, mandate, I believe, and an advisement. And serious in all levels is that if you're going to be in that position, you've got to honor the confidence, you know, and, you know, because you are sharing, you know, something privately held, and you're making yourself vulnerable. And that needs to be approached in such a way that you're on hallowed ground, right?
I believe so. You know, if you look at this person, and I said again, I have the wonderful privilege of being able to work with ministers and folks in the ministry who make mistakes or I'm approaching it. And now that people have come to know me, I'm getting calls from guys that are saying, hey, do you have a minute? Can you hear this? And they will begin to tell me things. And what I'm finding out is we're able, and I hope I say this the right way, Bill, and if they don't, help me fix it, but I'm able to help these men, women work in their relationship, find the issue before we throw their struggle out in front of the whole world to judge the church.
Right.
And it's good to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the deal. And when you're in leadership, it's tough because what happens, as you said earlier, our egos can get ahead of it. And
yes.
You think that you're somehow above it. But the fact of the matter is that God is clear. He holds you at a higher level of accountability,
yeah.
Doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah.
And James speaks very much of that. And so, you know, I found myself just really segregated away from people. And I had the persona out there. I don't think anybody knew. Shannon said she didn't even know. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, and of course, when I say all of a sudden, there was a probably 3 or 4 year period that had been working a consistent decline, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But one day on this fall evening or afternoon, I came in from work. I walked in. I asked Shannon to have a seat in our beautiful home. And I looked her in the eyes and I said, I just don't love you anymore. It was that cold, that quick,
wow.
That curt. And I'll never forget. Whew, it's hard for me to tell without breaking up. But I'll never forget those brown eyes looking at me so confused, so hurt. And I had nothing to offer at that point.
Yeah. Well, and this is the thing. When we get off the chosen road, it's just a little derivation at a time. And in your particular case, like you said, I mean, you may say, well, wow, it happened pretty quick in 3 years. But that can be a long time. But it's just a little bit missing the mark, not being, you know, accountable. And just it's like it, like you said, it doesn't take long for our hearts to grow cold. And
it really doesn't.
And here it is, you know, your wife, your partner, and you're face to face with her. And and like you said, the hardness of heart, you look back on that. That had to be that has to stay with you and you know, still hurts you to this day that you hurt Shannon.
Oh. Right? It's a different kind of pain that I don't really know how to describe. It's mm-hmm. it's not a guilty pain. It's not it's a regret of the hurt I brought to Shannon in that. And so I do sense it and feel it. And I've told the Lord in my prayer time, God, I'm not asking you to take this ever away from me. I never mm-hmm. want to forget the, as Scripture says, pit from which I've been dug.
Right.
Never, ever.
Yeah. Well, how were you able, you know, to bring it back together? You know, because often in Christian circles we talk about, oh, you just have to forgive. And I remember one counselor said, well, you can tell when you've fully forgiven someone is when you're able to look at them once again as if the incident didn't occur. And I never bought into that because I don't know.
I buy into that either.
Yeah, I mean, because it is with you. But the thing is that what it really requires is somebody, you know, a vulnerability within the relationship where you could say to Shannon, I'm feeling this. Or Shannon saying to you, it's coming back. The demon is coming back and it's chewing on me. And where you come together and say, okay, we got this. You know, we're together fighting against that emotion and that fiery dart. We're going to raise up that shield of faith that quenches the fiery darts. You hold up yours, I'm going to hold up mine, and we're going to fight this back together. But it's being able to be vulnerable enough to where you can say, I'm right, honey, I'm sorry, I'm dealing with this right now.
Right. You know what happened there is, if you read in Hope is Where the Heart Is, you're going to read about my childhood and molestation in there. I have 11 stepdads. And these are not reasons I did what I did. They're contributing factors to the way I think. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, certainly. Why wouldn't it?
Okay, good.
Yeah. we've got 2 minutes left here, Jim. So I want to make sure that we deal with the redemptive aspect of of the book. Okay, go ahead.
Well, here's what happened. You know, in the scope of 3 days after that, I walked in, I resigned my marriage, I resigned my church, I resigned my ordination, I quit everything, and I left. Left Shannon by herself. The last chapter of the book is Shannon is the hero because she is the one who believed that I was the good guy doing a bad thing, and she wasn't going to let go until God said he was done. Mm-hmm. And so she stayed there. Of course, I followed my own course, was crazy, did things, and over about a year, and then all of a sudden, sometime, Shannon and I started communicating again, and she called me one day and she said, hey, how are you doing? And I said, I'm not doing too bad. I was working. I started a construction company at that point because not that many people want to hire an adulterous minister. Mm-hmm. And so I started this construction company, and she said, well, would you like to start talking again sometime? And I said, sure. She said, well, why don't we do that now? Come to San Antonio. She happened to be in San Antonio for her brother's wedding, a wedding which I was supposed to have performed, but obviously I'm not doing that now.
Right.
And she said, why don't you come up here? Come see me. And I said, I can't come. She said, why not? I said, well, first thing, in Texas, they can kill you because they have it coming to you. I mean, I'm not coming for that. Second of all, I don't have any money. I'm broke. And Bill, she said, you got something to write with? And I said, sure. She said, write this down. She gave me her credit card. 3 months not talking to me. I'd left her for another woman. I had told her things that were horrible. And she sends her credit card over the phone and says, take this down, fly it. I flew up after the wedding. I'll never forget walking down those escalators at the San Antonio airport, walking out the door. I see her there. It felt like hours. Just a few seconds, she runs up, puts her arms around my neck, and she says, I'm glad you're here. We didn't restore it at that point. We connected with an organization that taught us some good things, and we started working hard, one, towards being open and honest towards one another, being vulnerable. And I had a mask on me for everybody at that point. And at that point, I took my mask off and said, I'm willing to be who I am with you. And Bill, that changed our relationship.
Jim Porteau, his book, Hope is Where the Heart Is. Check it out.
Conditioner busted, appliance broken, computer crashed.
then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. The House Oversight Committee is making claims last hour that President Biden and his family have been taking in millions of dollars from multiple governments, including the Chinese government. Bank records indicate multiple wire transfers to multiple accounts in an attempt to hide their origins. Representative Comer reveals he family members getting money from foreign governments described as influence peddling.
Joe Biden's son, Joe Biden's brother, Joe Biden's brother's wife, Hunter Biden's girlfriend or Bo Biden's widow, however you want to write that, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Hunter Biden's current wife, and three children of the president's son and the president's brother. So we're talking about a grandchild? That's odd. Most people that work hard every day, his grandchild doesn't get a wire.
The Consumer Price Index for last month was released this morning, and it shows in April it rose 0.4% on the month. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
With our government, you know, whether we're talking about a spy balloon that is slowly going across our country, picking up on information, you know, top secret information, and sending it back to China, and look how long it took, and then we find out that there were other incidences that occurred that the government was very laissez-faire, and it didn't matter to them. And meanwhile, you know, for the last year or so, we've been talking about these Chinese police stations in New York and, you know, several, I think at least a half dozen here in the United States. Now you're talking about over 100 that are operating worldwide. Finally, the FBI decides they're going to do something about these Chinese police stations here in this country. Well, he is a Uyghur victim himself. The prime minister of East Turkestan, the East Turkestan government in exile, Salih Hutier, is with us right now. Prime Minister, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me back.
Well, we know the CCP is known to target Chinese Americans by threatening family members that are still living in China. And this, according to a Congressional Executive Commission on China, right?
Yes. Both the Congressional Executive Commission on China as well as the Select Committee on the CCP have also been working to highlight the malign activities and influence of the Chinese government here in the United States, and finding ways that we can, you know, try to push back against it.
What do we need to understand, Sully, regarding these Chinese police stations? What was their activity? What would they do?
Well, these Chinese police stations, for one, are not something new. I mean, it's just now recently come into light due to the fact that the U.S. Department of Justice and the FBI have started to crack down on them. But I believe that they've been existing for a long time. In fact, I would say these are more of, you know, secret intelligence collection points or sites. Because in these facilities, the Chinese government uses, you know, restaurants and other businesses as so-called, what they officially called overseas police stations to, one, not only monitor the activities of Chinese dissidents and others who are, you know, opposed, who the Chinese government deems a threat to, you know, their own, you know, the Communist Party and so forth. But also, they use these places to, you know, bring in people for questioning, bringing in people that, you know, the Chinese government is not happy with, and having them, you know, talk with Chinese officials, you know, across, you know, the sea in China, you know, via, you know, for example, a computer, and often these Chinese officials, these Chinese police officers and intelligence officials will also bring the victims, you know, family members that are still in China, in an effort to intimidate them and say, okay, we want you to, you know, stop your activities if they're engaging in any type of activities that the Chinese government doesn't approve of, you know, if they're speaking out against the Chinese government. Human rights atrocities, or if there are people, you know, Uyghurs and others, you know, Falun Gong, who are, you know, demanding their basic freedoms and human rights, or advocating for, you know, their independence and self-determination. In other cases, you know, they coerce them to, you know, spy on other members of the diaspora community, whether it's the Chinese diaspora community, the Falun Gong community, Tibetan community, or the Uyghur community.
And what about collecting information? I mean, look, they're not weather balloons flying over, but they're at the ground level. So I got to imagine that they're probably turning some of these people into information gathering assets, right?
Oh, no doubt about that. I mean, this is very common, in fact, especially in the Uyghur diaspora community. We know this for a fact because there are, you know, spies within our community. The Chinese government, you know, often uses Uyghurs to spy on other Uyghurs, and there have been instances in which some spies, Uyghur spies, or former Uyghur spies came out and, you know, spoke out and said, you know, I've been coerced. I've been spying on other Uyghurs because the Chinese government held my family member captive, and they said that, you know, if I spy on other Uyghurs and provide them with information, they'll let me speak to my family members. One such case, the best well-known case, was in Turkey. A young man who was forced to spy on the Uyghurs finally, you know, decided to speak out after, you know, 4 years. They never let him speak with his family, and I guess he felt guilty given the ongoing genocide we're facing. And he began to speak out about this, and one day as he was walking, you know, one evening as he was walking, you know, home in Istanbul, he was shot by an unknown gunman, and this was a signal to the other spies that if you speak out, you know, we're going to get you.
Right.
And this individual, this man, had warned that, you know, there are hundreds more like myself who are forced to do this. I'm not the only one. And he said he was going to give an interview to BBC about this, but 2 days before the interview, he got shot.
Well, yeah, I mean, and this is just one of, like you say, probably thousands of stories around the world that are similar to this, right?
Yes, and most people are afraid of speaking out, one, because, you know, everyone, everyone that practically has relatives and family members back in either China or in East Turkestan or Tibet or, you know, other parts that are controlled by China. So they're, you know, worried that if they speak out, they'll, you know, kill their family. The Chinese government will kill their family. So that's part of the reason that they're silent. And that's part of the reason that they're, you know, in many ways, you know, complicit in following the orders of the Chinese government.
Exactly.
But of course, this is nothing new. In fact, this is, you know, a part of, you know, formal policy by the Chinese government to infiltrate, to spy on and intimidate especially Uyghur communities. I mean, this is official Chinese government policy.
Well, you got to know that the Chinese have a very robust database and an identification database. So there's probably not many Uyghurs that are under the radar that the Chinese, the communist Chinese, do not know about, right?
I think they know about every Uyghur. I mean, given their, you know, the fact that they use all methods to, you know, intimidate and spy on Uyghurs, from, you know, traditional, you know, methods using, you know, spies on the ground to, you know, electronic methods, you know, spying through, you know, their phones. There has been, and many, the news has reported many times, Uyghur, you know, special apps being created, you know, or codes being written into Uyghur websites that if you download that app or if you visit that website, which on appearance looks like any normal Uyghur website, you know, promoting Uyghur culture or learning how to learn Uyghur or listening to, you know, news translations in Uyghur, all these sites and apps were actually, you know, created by the Chinese intelligence themselves to, you know, as soon as you visit that site, boom, you just gave them access to your entire phone.
Exactly.
And through that, they're able to listen to everything that you're doing, watch everything that you're doing, and, you know, collect a trove of intelligence that they use to further, you know, engage in malign activities, to influence you, to control you, to intimidate you, all these different things.
And, of course, this is illegal. They're breaking the law, the communist Chinese, in doing this, but, you know, no big deal for them, right?
Unfortunately, our government is, you know, taking a while to, you know, properly act and stop these malign activities.
Well, the only thing we can hope for is with the FBI moving to bust these Chinese police stations, that they become really serious to protect, you know, the citizens and people here who are here legally. And, you know, to, you know, protect them. We've got to go to break. We've got more from the Prime Minister of East Turkestan government. Salih Hudayar is with us. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Then comes the question that I ask myself, what is the path for me?
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. He is the Prime Minister in exile for the East Turkestan government. Salih Houdier is back with us talking about the FBI finally moving on these Chinese police stations and the impact that has been happening on anybody that speaks out against the communist Chinese government. They've infiltrated. We had reported as many as six police stations, and also being reported that there's as many as 100 more Chinese police stations operating worldwide, because the CCP wants to keep their thumbs on dissidents outside of their country and control them, and they have their ways one way or another, that especially if they have family still in China, then they end up putting their own families at risk. And these Chinese police stations, these outlets, are quick to remind them of such. And, of course, they have all the technology. You know, quite interesting, Solly, that the technology they have was technology that was provided to them by the American government to do spying, that there's probably some in the Democratic Party, if the truth be known, are envious of the communist Chinese being able to spy on their people. They only wish that they could do the same here to America's citizens.
Yes, unfortunately, the U.S., you know, as part of opening up to China, you know, gave them a lot of technology, you know, and this is a foolish thinking that, you know, if we engage with China, you know, if we do trade with them, if we provide them with technology, you know, we can influence them to become more like us. But in reality, what we're seeing is that the United States is becoming more like China, unfortunately, as day by day, you know, as things go. And this is something that needs to be addressed and stopped before it's too late.
Yeah, I think that, you know, and this is can be somewhat confusing, because the United States, its origins was as a Judeo-Christian country, believing in Judeo-Christian principles, and the majority of Americans still hold to that, and they're quite confused when they deal with people who basically are heartless. And that seems to be
the characteristic of the communist Chinese, is that it has nothing to do about the people, but it has everything to do about the government, right?
Yes, and the Chinese people are, you know, also victims of the Chinese government, of the Chinese Communist Party. Many of them, unfortunately, you know, because of systematic, you know, indoctrination and brainwashing by the Chinese government, you know, many of them have been, brainwashed into believing some of the racist and imperialistic narratives that the Chinese government, that the CCP has thrown out. But I think if they were given, you know, a better chance, I think that, you know, Chinese people themselves would, you know, rise up against the Communist Party.
Exactly. I mean, after all, who doesn't want to be free? There's just something innate in all of us that, you know, cries out for freedom. And here it is. I mean, America, even though it's a bit compromised and some can be very critical of it, there is still that light on a shining hill that is irritating to all these despots and all these governments that want to hold a thumb over their people. And this is why right now we've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of migrants scrambling to come to America, even as compromised as it may be right now. It is the best thing going around the world. But the fact of the matter is that even America has to, you know, pray for some, you know, a renewal of its, you know, of its commitment to freedom, you know, to offset, you know, this movement, this communist influence, because as we know right now and has been reported for the last 5-6 years, is even our elected officials have been what they called elite captured. Of course, big news came out today about the Biden family, you know, bank accounts and money wire transfers and all this through, you know, all the family members, which is quite nefarious and compromising, you know, to our democratic republic. And we'll have to see how this plays out. But it's up to the American people to hold the ground and to continue to be that beacon and that example and that hope for the people around the world that there is justice and that there can be a government that, you know, believes in justice and mercy.
Yes, and I think, you know, as you said, it's up to the American people to, you know, learn about what's going on and to, you know, support, you know, the people of China and the people of East Turkestan, Tibet, in their efforts to regain their freedom and independence. At the same time, it's up to our American government to, you know, act. And I think the American people have a big role in this and, you know, calling on in the American government to, you know, uphold its commitments to human rights, uphold its commitments to democracy and freedom.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, to your point, Solly, is the American people, we are the government. We are the ones, and we're the ones that must take the stand, and because that's the way our Constitution is set up. It's about we the people. Those three very powerful words that just drives the bureaucracy nuts. Because that is, you know, that is the strong arm. That is our authority position, as clearly enumerated in our Constitution. I do want to get your viewpoint on what's happening here regarding solar panels. Now, the U.S. Senate has voted to repeal a tariff ban on solar panels. Explain to our audience what's going on here.
So the U.S. Senate actually voted to repeal a ban on tariffs that had been imposed by the Biden administration for a couple of years, what they had imposed. That was part
was
of
that
the
was that Biden or was that Trump? Wasn't that done during the Trump era in the last year? Maybe I'm wrong in timing-wise.
It could have been in the Trump administration, or it could have been. I'm not quite sure, so I don't want to get into that. But what happened is, you know, these Chinese companies are operating in countries, Southeast Asia, like Vietnam, Thailand, mm-hmm. and creating factories where they are essentially evading the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, which bans all goods that are made from forced labor from coming into the United States, or Chinese goods that are made with forced labor from coming into the United States. So to evade this, the Chinese government has, and Chinese companies have shifted to, you know, Southeast Asian countries, to open up shop and to, you know, manufacture the solar panels from there and ship them into the United States. And the United States, government was saying, you know, well, we have to, you know, revoke these tariffs. If not, it's going to make, you know, solar panels expensive, and we're going to, you know, we need clean energy, we need, you know, green energy. The same narrative, but yet the Congress is like, no, this is wrong, because the Chinese are evading the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act. These Chinese companies are the same companies that are, you know, using Uyghur forced labor to mine and produce polysilicon, which is the most important component in, you know, in solar panels. And the Biden administration is saying that they're going to, you know, veto this,
yes,
this legislation, which is absolutely disgraceful, in my opinion, because if the Biden administration is truly committed to human rights, then they should realize and recognize the fact that, you know, that these are good, these are solar panels that are being made of components that are made, you know, through forced labor. So this is completely unacceptable. And I hope that, you know, President Biden, and if, you know, hopefully with more pressure from the public, can, you know, make the right decision and, you know, not veto this bill that would impose tariffs. I think all goods that are made from, you know, slave labor, forced labor, from all Chinese companies needs to be prohibited, needs to be banned from, you know, entering the United States, regardless of whether it's, you know, made in China or whether it's made by a Chinese company in Vietnam or Thailand or elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that under the Trump administration, there were the United States was getting something like $400 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods moved into this country. When Joe Biden took over as president of the United States, he vapored that, you know. And again, what we're reading in the news and understanding is the Biden family may be too compromised to make a decision that is in the best interest of, you know, human decency, America interest, because he seems to be so elite captured, you know, by the communist Chinese. So, as you say, he has threatened to veto this. And, you know, these things that happen like this, Sally, do not make sense. I mean, it is against the moral understanding and credibility of the American people, because we stand with the Uyghurs and we stand with human decency.
Yes, and I think the American people have a very important role in ensuring that our government is held accountable and ensuring that our government holds it, you know, upholds its commitments to human rights, to democracy, and to freedom, not just here in the United States, but, you know, across the world as a whole.
Prime Minister, thank you for your time. Appreciate it, as always, for you coming on the show and explaining these serious issues with the American people. Take care.
Thank you, Brad.
You got it. Sally Hoodier.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get